Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Mock Draft. Last one before the actual unveiling of the real draft, Trevor Sikkema. How excited are you?
I don't know if it's like excited, anxious, like just nervous, angry that I just want to get this over with. Like, let's just find out who the dang picks are already. Yeah. But we got one mock draft left to do. We got one last mock draft to make sure people know that we're the smartest people in the industry and that we have a crystal ball. And
right. Which they should already know at this point. But if this is their first time, if they just saw a mock draft on a podcast or like, oh, it's draft day, I'll listen to that. You know, maybe they just first time clicking on, first time listening to us. Now you know. This is where it's at. You shouldn't have listened to anything else the entire last 4 months.
That's true.
Okay, so before we do this, last night, I'm sitting in my office, okay?
You don't have an office.
Yes, I do, but yeah, I do.
That's like a hybrid office.
I mean, you've never been here, but it's an office.
It's probably like a spare room with a couple of boxes. You put your computer in there and you call it an office.
Yeah, there's one box in here. So I guess technically you're right.
Man, I'm good.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sitting in here, right? And it's 12:30 at night. I'm finishing my last article. I literally have like one paragraph left to go and then I'm done. I had no more pre-draft content other than this podcast. And I'm literally typing these last words and I hear these sirens. Okay. And I look out the window and I live in a small town in the middle of nowhere. Nothing ever happens here. Okay. I hear the sirens getting closer and it sounds like they're coming on my street. I look out my office window and there's a cop car and it's racing down the road and it peels out into the grassy area between my in-laws' house, which are next door to me, and their neighbors, like into their backyard, chasing someone.
Oh my God.
And hit my in-laws' shed. So
what?
Literally at 12:30 last night, where I live in the middle of nowhere, where nothing ever happens, a high-speed police chase ended in my backyard.
This is like the middle of a horror movie, dude.
It was unreal. I was like, what is going on? I mean, I've gotten almost no sleep, so I honestly thought for a second, I was like, are you hallucinating? Because I just saw this cop car peel between two houses, and that never happens here. I can't even...
What if they were coming for you?
Well, they would have their hands full trying to get
me. They were like, we saw you had Saquon at RB2. This man, Josh Allen, right here, officer.
But anyway, they chase us. So I look out the window and this dude like jumps out of the car they're chasing because he like crashed into the bush in my backyard. So I like this guy like jumps out of the car.
Obviously got out. What's went that? Back to your linebacker instincts, chased him down, wrapped up, got him at the ankles, brought him down.
Here's the thing. I never saw the first car peel between the houses. I just saw the cop car and I heard a crash in the back. So I thought like somebody stole a cop car or something and was like taking it for a joyride or I would know it. That was my first thought. And from my vantage point in the window, I couldn't see the other car even when it crashed into my backyard into the bush. So I had only seen just the cop car and I could see it crashed into the shed. So I didn't know what was going on exactly. Like if it was just one, and then I saw this guy like run around the cop car and like take off on foot. And then eventually they caught, I know one of the guys, I guess there was two, the officers were telling me, but anyway, the one night I was supposed to get sleep this week, relative sleep, I still ended up being up till like 1:40 because I was out talking to the cops trying to tell them everything that I'd seen, which was basically nothing, but I was the only human being in this town awake at that time. So unreal. Absolutely crazy. Great start to draft day.
Great start. I was going to say, hey, draft day, baby.
Let's go. Know. Sirens
gotta,
in the backyard.
You got to get the blood pumping.
Anyway, I had to share that story. The Cleveland Browns are first on the clock. Adam Schefter saying this morning, Baker Mayfield is going number one from what he hears. That is so insane to me on so many levels because we have literally been told the entire last couple of months it's Sam Darnold or Josh Allen. That's it.
Sam Darnold or
Josh Allen, nobody else is in the picture. And now, the last like couple days, Baker Mayfield could be the pick. And now Schefter's saying it's Baker Mayfield. Daniel Jeremiah's mock drafting Baker Mayfield number one overall. Mayock, by the way, has been right for almost 10 years in a row. I think this will be 10 years in a row with the first overall pick. He said Sam Darnold with his mock last night.
I got a theory.
I am torn, but I do believe Josh Allen's out of the mix.
I got a theory.
What's your theory? Nobody knows anything.
Who hosts the draft?
The Cowboys? Dallas?
No. No,
is
no,
that
no.
What you're talking about?
What network hosts the draft?
NFL Network, ESPN, and Fox.
Okay, so NFL Network and ESPN are the big ones.
Oh, wow. This the Fox slander.
Who do Schefter and Jeremiah work for?
ESPN and NFL Network.
The number one pick's already chosen.
Well, the number one pick is chosen, but
how do ratings do?
By the Browns. So you're saying you don't buy it.
I'm not buying it.
I still think there's so much uncertainty about the number one pick that even if they hadn't said anything. One?
I got to pick number one, right? Because
you're a conspiracy theorist.
All right, I'm picking number one because it gives me the odds, and I can pick the Buccaneers, and then you can pick the Steelers.
All right, you're picking number
I'm
one.
I'm picking Sam Darnold.
You refuse to believe the hype.
No, it's not going to be Baker Mayfield.
I mean, I picked Sam
I'm
Darnold on my mock last night.
I'm not
going
to go against our father, Mike Mayock.
Here's what I'll say. I think Sam Darnold is the only – remember, this is a predictive mock draft for those who are listening. I think the Giants are only going quarterback – if Sam Darnold's on the board. If Sam Darnold is off the board, I believe it will be Saquon Barkley. I think they consider Bradley Chubb, and unless if they get a great offer to trade down, which they probably have already had, then they could maybe pull the trigger. Maybe they've just been waiting to see if Darnold's available, and if not, they're going to up the ante, be on the phones as long as they can, and take a big offer. If not, they're going Saquon number two.
This is just a rumor, but like it – this is just something I've heard. If it's true that the Giants have turned down multiple chances to get multiple first-round picks, first from the Jets, then from the Bills earlier this offseason, yes, to get that number two
so
pick.
So you're saying you've heard this? Or
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Right.
If they're going to pick a running back, that's bad, John.
Oh, listen, that is very bad. But Dave Gettleman is not really a good bad. GM.
Imagine you getting offered three first-round picks for the number two overall pick for someone else to pick a quarterback. You're not going to take one, and you take a running back at number two instead. That's
very
bad.
Very
that's
bad.
Very, very.
But that's, Gettleman that means is old school.
That means that not only are you drafting a running back in the first round, not only are you drafting a running back number two overall, you're drafting a running back hypothetically with three first-round picks.
Yes. Yes. He would have gone from Carolina, where he took Christian McCaffrey and Curtis Samuels in his first two picks, to taking a running back over a bunch of good quarterbacks and amazing trade down offers at number two. Yes.
So I'm not totally sold on that happening. But if it does, but, number three.
So what, if you were doing just your mock here, who would you give? The Giants.
I would trade. It's got to I would either trade or it's Josh Rosen.
Would you trade all the way back to 12?
Yeah.
That's a decent way to go.
Yeah. If you're picking a running back number two, you obviously don't care.
Right.
Well, you're obviously not in that dire need.
Okay. All right. You've got your thoughts on the Giants.
But Baker's going three.
I agree. They should just take a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, I've said for months they should take Josh Rosen, but they won't. That's why I don't think they will. Baker's going number three?
Yes.
I mocked Josh Rosen there, and I have heard enough to think that it's at least torn in that room. There are some people that prefer both. Yes. Rosen and Mayfield it's going to come out of the wire for the Jets. I mean, they have their decision, but I mean, in terms of what we know, I don't know that it'll be clear to us.
Okay. I think it's going to be Baker.
Every team has their decision, by the way. So if anybody tells you there's been a last minute swell, that's my favorite draft day thing. There's been a last minute swell
I can't believe this Baker Mayfield stuff in number one, because even though the Browns have been decently tight-lipped about it and they don't want stuff to come out, that there is no way that over the last month in 2018 that we have not at least had the right source leak something out to where we've believed it's Darnold for the last month and a half. And all of a sudden, you tell me 3 days before the draft.
Hey, listen, that it's gonna here's what be happened. I'm going to tell you what happened Mason. Right now. I know exactly what happened. John Dorsey sat his guy the whole time. I bet he's not told anybody. Like what they say, he hasn't even told his wife, his kids, nothing. I bet he doesn't told a soul. He meets with his team probably 2 days ago and tells them what his board is. And he tells them, this is what we're doing. Because everybody has to know at some point. You can't literally be on the clock and then not have told anybody. You have to have that conversation at some point. Otherwise, you know, all your employees are going to hate you. So that conversation had to happen at some point. Guess when that conversation probably happened? A couple days ago. Guess when the Baker Mayfield buzz started? A couple days ago. Those leaks are real. Those leaks are real, brother. Those leaks are real. I mean, my mock has Sam Darnold in it, but it was last night, so I'm screwed.
Five Denver Broncos. I think they're going to trade out. I ultimately do.
Okay, but let's do the trade. Who's, or unless you want to pick there.
No, let's just pick there.
Okay, all right.
Let's just pick there.
Well, if you think you're going to trade.
No, because then we get to. All right. Then there's,
well, we're doing trades. I'm doing trades, so.
You are doing trades?
Yeah, heck yeah. We did trades last time. It's easy.
All right, then Denver's trading up for Rosen. Or right, then Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo's trading up for
Rosen.
You
think Buffalo wants Rosen and not Josh Allen, as has been rumored for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Listen, we got a little variety here. That's what I want. Indianapolis Colts are taking Roquan Smith. I feel decent about that one. Even if Quentin Nelson's on the board. I feel decent about it.
I'm going to say the Buccaneers are going to take Derwin James.
I agree with you completely, even with Quentin Nelson on the board.
People keep asking me, like, hey, man, who the Bucs taking? And I have to be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be any of six players that the Bucs could take, truly. Yeah. I just don't know.
I have them taking Derwin as well. Quentin Nelson goes to the Bears. That puts you on the clock with the 49ers.
Denzel Ward, 49ers.
Interesting. Very interesting. I think the 49ers are kind of a prime trade down. You sure you don't want to trade down here? Remember, Rosen's still on the clock.
I know. I said Rosen's, on the board. I said Rosen's going to the Bills.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I put Josh Allen there, my bad. Yeah, so Allen's still on the board. Okay. No, Allen hasn't
gotten any. 49ers are taking a good football player. They're taking.
Well, yeah,
taking
they're not taking Allen. I just didn't know if they were going to trade down.
No, they're taking a good. No, I mean, like, they're going to take a football player at nine.
They're not trading down.
No.
Okay. 49ers take Denzel Ward. Raiders are taking Mike McGlinchey. I feel good about that one if McGlinchey's on the board. The other team to watch for McGlinchey is Chicago. They will pull the trigger there if Nelson's not on the board, I think.
Miami's interesting because, like, I think that they have needs on the team, but I have never, like, heard any rumors of them. Do you have Miami tips? I don't.
So the only thing I've heard about Miami, I think they would be open to trading down. And they're not going to be aggressive for a quarterback. So I think if one falls in their lap, maybe. I have no idea. I don't think Josh Allen is Adam Gase's type at all. And he's here. So this could be prime opportunity for them to trade back. Arizona could move up four
spots.
Yeah,
let's say Arizona. Arizona moves up to Miami.
Because that's something Arizona can afford. I don't know that they can afford much more. And I don't think that the Chargers are all about Josh Allen. So if he falls like this, which is probably really unlikely, then I think that would be a situation where Arizona would be the most aggressive.
What if I think Arizona's moving up for Lamar Jackson, though?
I mean, you could mock that if you want. You can have Josh Allen going after Lamar Jackson, and then we'll just have people be like, okay, this isn't going to be realistic.
I don't know, man. Don't the Cardinals love Lamar Jackson?
I think they do, but it's with the expectation that Allen isn't on the board. They also reportedly love Josh Allen, but they're not going to be able to get inside the top five.
All right.
That's what's been said anyway.
All right.
Denver, by the way, sits at 12 and could have maybe had Josh Allen at that point almost. Yeah. Denver at 12. This is a super weird situation because Denzel Ward's off the board and that would have been their pick. Man, this is a tough situation for the Broncos.
What about Isaiah Wynn here?
If the board falls this way. I don't think Isaiah Wynn is going anywhere close to this high based on what I've been told. I think he's really good, but I think the torn labrum and everything is kind of scared people off a little bit.
Yeah. You know who's going to go really high, man?
Yeah, who?
Leighton Vander Esch.
Well, except five teams took him off their board because of the neck thing somebody said the other day. Lombardi
Whatever,
said.
Dude.
So I don't think that's true.
He had 12 private visits.
Yeah.
12.
I'm not buying that for a second. The teams have. I think he's going to go super high.
Yeah. No, he's going high.
Broncos are taking Tremaine Edmonds.
Okay, it's fine.
See, in real life, I would think in this situation that Denzel Ward would go to the Niners, or that Tremaine Edmonds would go to the Niners, and Ward would slip to the Broncos then. But you gave the Niners Ward, so.
Washington's taking Geis.
Hope you're right, man. I know it's. I feel very confident saying, unless, like, I mean, Mink is here, so that's possible. But I feel fairly confident in saying that. I think it'll be between Geis and Vea for the Redskins, and they could even trade down and then make the pick because, like, Packers aren't taking Geis or Vea. Dolphins move back in this situation, but Cardinals, if they're there, I don't think Ravens are taken either. So they could move back maybe with the Chargers if the Chargers want to move up for Lamar, which is a possibility. So the Packers at 14. I know there's been talk about the Packers trading up, but I'm not sure I really get it. Like,
no, there's not really a need for them.
I feel like the guys that they have a target, unless they really love Denzel Ward. That's the one thing.
Yeah, Ward or Derwin, the two.
Right. if Derwin gets past the Bucks. But man, trading up seven spots is going to be a little bit.
It's gonna pricey. Be
a little hefty for them. Yeah,
that's pricey.
I'm giving the Packers Minka. He's still on the board, and I think it's
okay. A fit.
Miami Dolphins on the clock for you at 15.
So they traded back.
They traded back. I would say biggest needs, to be honest. I mean, they could look at the defensive line with Vea there for sure because they lost Sue. But, I mean, linebacker's definitely a big need, and Van Der Esch is still there. And if you think
he's yeah, I mean, high, like if they.
This might make sense for him.
Yeah, all right. Let's do Van Der Esch.
Baltimore on the clock. Baltimore's the hardest team to mock for in the front. I have no idea who they're taking. No clue. I gave him Van Der Esch in my mock, but now he's gone.
I don't think they know.
I'm giving them Daron Payne. Ozzie's okay. Last draft. He's taking a
Chargers are taking Vea.
Chargers are taking Vea. We're accepting the fact that we're finally accepting Hurst is gonna fall out of the first round and just be a total steal for whoever gets him. Seattle Seahawks.
They're man, remember that first mock draft that I did and I didn't have Maurice Hurst in it and everybody got really mad at me and then
actually didn't even know that happened.
Yeah, no, like the first mock draft I did this year, I didn't have Vea in or I didn't have Maurice Hurst in it and everybody got really mad at me and I was like, shrug? Might not happen?
Yeah. Well, was it because of his health or you just forgot him?
No. Because I didn't think he was going to get picked in the first round.
Okay. All right. I think he would if it wasn't for his heart situation. But
I don't.
You don't think so?
He got cleared, dude.
Well, he got cleared to work out by his own doctors. Right. But I think that doesn't mean every team will have him. I don't know. Titans trade up with the Seattle Seahawks in this situation. They
for Davenport. Okay.
The Titans are a player away. I think they feel that way. I mean, I think they're a pretty good roster. Like the offense is pretty much set.
All right. So are they still one player away after Davenport then?
Well, yeah, I think so. But I mean, I don't I don't like Davenport as much as they probably do. But it's a good spot for Davenport because Vrabel has played that position and worked with those kind of guys, and you know, and that's. He knows the benefit of having a guy you can move around like that. And remember, Arakpo and Morgan are there, so it's a place he can develop. I think it's as good a landing spot for him, and it makes as much sense for him as any other spot. Or more so than any other spot. So I think that the Titans moving up for Davenport, if he were, they would probably see it as a slide. But I have a hard time slotting Davenport before this. Like the Chargers aren't going to take him. The Ravens aren't going to take him. Aren't going to take him. I don't know where to put him. Redskins aren't going to take him. Like,
who's Dallas going to take if the D-line board looks like this?
Dallas could trade back, bump up back with New England. New England could come up for Harold Landry. That could be a possibility.
New England would move up for Harold Landry, you think?
Well, here's the thing. New England's got tons of picks now, right? It's not going to cost them that much to move from 23 to 19, and the Cowboys wouldn't mind adding some probably and targeting a receiver. I mean, they know
they why not? I like that idea. I like that idea.
Let's do it. Cowboys can get Sutton and move down or whatever. So Patriots are there now. Are you giving the Patriots Landry or somebody else?
No, let's give them Landry. Well, no, actually.
Watch him move up for Colton Miller.
I was going to say Colton Miller. I really was.
I gave him Colton Miller at 31, but you may be right that he may not.
No, I'll give him Colton Miller here. All right, 19.
Colton Miller, here we go. Lions are on the clock. I really think that they want Daron Payne, but if he's off the board and the board falls this way, I think they'd just be crazy not to go for Harold Landry at this point. Like,
right. Harold Landry's got to be,
Need another pass rusher. Ons is not locked up long term. They've got some good, with Zettel and Hyder, okay, but I don't know. I think that's kind of a no-brainer one.
Frank Ragnow to Cincinnati.
Yes, 100%. That pick's – I think folks can take that pick almost to the bank. As much as you can take any pick to the bank,
I think. The Bills are here, but we had them trade with Denver. So is this Denver again?
How much? Because Denver traded all the way up. Yeah, so this is Denver. In my mock, I had the Bills only moving up a couple spots. So Denver. Okay, Denver's on the board. Who's picking? This is me, right?
Yep.
Okay, so they already went.
They already went Edmonds.
Edmonds, and now I believe this is going to be Will Hernandez. I know they covet Will Hernandez. If they move back and they get this
pick, there you go.
I think that's where they're going to go.
Nice.
Dallas. You're on the board with Dallas now, and... There are some D-line on the board. There's wide receiver, though. I keep coming back to it.
They're going to pick Sutton?
Sutton makes the most sense to me. They got a new wide receiver coach who's known for developing guys.
Let's give him Sutton.
Okay. I mean, it just kind of makes sense with what they need. Carolina Panthers. This is interesting.
Oh, wait. Okay? Hold on. Wait a second.
Okay. Stand by.
We picked Colton Miller for the Patriots moving up at 19. Would they move up for Lamar Jackson?
See, that's the thing. I think that they could, but if they were going to move up, they would want to get ahead of the Chargers or Cardinals, I think. So by that point, if the Cardinals – you gave the Chargers Vita Vea. If the Chargers don't take Lamar Jackson, they could just wait and have him fall to them. But now it looks like – I don't know. I think he might fall out of this mock. Because, I mean, I think the Chargers are the likely landing spot for Lamar, and I think they would probably move up to get him, but not in this situation.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Panthers on the board. This is interesting. Panthers obviously need help in the secondary. That's no secret to anybody. Justin Reed has been popularly mocked there. I have been told that there are some on that staff who prefer Jesse Bates because he has more natural ball skills and plays single high. And that's true. You know, Reed played mostly in the slot. I think his traits project to single high, and he did play there a little bit. But mostly, Bates played there a lot. He played deep in coverage a lot. And there's not many of those guys in this draft. Ronnie Harrison played it a little bit, but he projects to being a strong safety type player. Derwin James, Micah Fitzpatrick, all those guys, you know, the same type of thing. So there is some discussion, and Jesse Bates going that high would shock some people, but I do think that could be potentially on the board. I'm going to give them Reed, but I just want to put that out there that I think that Bates could be a surprise pick. Plus, you know, Wake Forest, a little local connection. I think that they're, you know, they've really enjoyed him. And I think both players are seen by NFL teams as guys on the rise at this point, though.
Seahawks, Josh Sweat.
100% agree with this pick. If Seahawks trade down, which I think they are going to, I think that Sweat or Isaiah Oliver.
I think they'd even pick Sweat where they're at.
Or they could do that, yeah. I mean, not if Davenport's on. I think they'd take Davenport, but I don't know.
Nah.
Because they were there with Davenport, and they didn't take him in our mock, so I don't know. Taven Bryan is going to the Falcons. Everybody mocks this, but like the Falcons have like one need, and maybe guard, but I don't think they're going to take a guard because it's a deep guard class. And if Brian's there, like, I don't know, upfield pass rusher type, there's a chance Brian may go higher than any of us think, too. Like, especially with Hurst falling, you know, Payne and Brian are the ones the teams are going to see as difference makers. I think Vea could be the one that falls out of those guys.
I'm going to say Mike Gesicki for the Saints. I think that they try to go after Jimmy Graham in free agency.
You're a very smart man.
For that receiving weapon as a tight end. Huh?
You're a very smart man.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Your Steelers.
See, Rashawn Evans is on the board here. Jesse Bates is on the board here. No Geis, no Leighton Van Der Esch, and no Justin Reed. I'm going Bates for the Steelers. I think they need that single high free safety. They have Burnett to do a lot of linebacker type things, I think. So that kind of, I think it might have gets the need a little bit for a linebacker. You know, they're still going to address it, obviously, but I think safety becomes the more important need so that Burnett can play that role. Strawn Davis can stay in the same spot that he's been playing, and they can finally run the three safety looks they've been trying to run for the last couple of years.
Jacksonville, I mean, Hayden Hurst, the guy we've heard, right?
We have heard Hayden Hurst, a wide receiver or an offensive lineman, but I don't love the lineman group here because, remember, Wynn and Price have the injuries. I think both of them are going to fall. Plus, they're not really great fits for Jacksonville. Hernandez would be the great fit if he's here. You know, Connor Williams could be a consideration at guard, but
I was looking at either Hayden Hurst or Connor Williams.
This could be a trade-down spot, or it could be Connor Williams.
You know what? I'm going to say Connor Williams, even though I don't think that's a bad pick. I think that Jacksonville is going to be smart, and they're going to realize, hey, let's pick a trench player over a tight end.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad pick. The Vikings are going Isaiah Wynn.
Patriots, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, if he's here. I mean, obviously, this would be a situation where New England could probably jump up from 31, and we just didn't.
Yeah.
But, yep. I mean, if he's – it's a no-brainer kind of.
What are the, just so, you know, we can talk about this here, the three teams that, when I was talking to you, are really after Lamar Jackson are the Patriots, the Chargers – well, the Ravens and the Cardinals, right? So four teams.
Here's what I've been told about the Ravens and quarterback interest. I've been told that they have not shown much interest in the quarterback class. You know, almost none. I mean, obviously, they're not going to trade up, and I don't think anybody thinks that. So the guys they would be looking at would be Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph. I think Rudolph's camp would be super surprised if he went there. They just don't feel like that's been a connection. Lamar, I guess it's a possibility, but it just has not sounded like, to people in the quarterback realm of this draft class, it has not sounded like the Ravens are in on a quarterback at all, especially in round one. So, and remember, it's Ozzie's last draft. Is he really the guy to turn the page, or, you know, is that going to happen after? You know, I think it's Arizona, the Chargers, or the Patriots. Those are those are the three teams I think Lamar Jackson ends up on, one of those three teams.
So, all right.
I think the Chargers are the most likely for sure. I think they have the best roster to be in the position to be the most aggressive and the most reason to do it, I think. So, I think the Giants are trading back into the first round with a divisional partner in the Eagles.
Wow, folks.
And taking Mason Rudolph.
Wow, folks.
I feel
that's such a terrible pick. That one.
Oh, by the Giants? Oh, yeah. So the Giants will have passed up on franchise quarterbacks, multiple trade offers, take Saquon Barkley.
If the Giants do that, I won't stop tweeting, John.
Who we believe is the second best running back in the draft, at least. I won't stop
if they do that, John.
You can convince me on Michelle. And then they move back into the first round, give up some asset, at least one, maybe two.
You're going to want to cancel your plans for the rest of the evening and just go on Twitter.com.
Watch your timeline. Guys who I think will probably end up in the first round that we just didn't find a spot for: Joshua Jackson, the cornerback from Iowa. Rashawn Evans has a chance. Isaiah Oliver has a chance. Jair Alexander has a chance.
Mike Hughes has a chance.
Do you think that? I don't think so.
Yeah,
not with the off
I do.
The field stuff.
Not
with
I do. I do.
You've heard something? Reveal it.
No.
This is not the time to sit on information. This podcast is meant to disseminate information for the people.
No, I'm sitting.
You suck. James Daniels has a shot. There's only going to be one tight end.
Mike Hughes, number 7 overall to the Buccaneers, confirmed. Oh, sure, everyone tell.
Get out of here. Calvin Ridley has a shot. DJ Moore is a shot. But I think the only guy that I look at in this mock that we didn't have in there that I feel pretty good about getting into the first round is Joshua Jackson. Sounds like the NFL teams really like him. I wouldn't take him in the first, but unless he ran zone heavy, you know, we've talked about that. So that's kind of how we have it playing out. We went
final mock draft. There
final
it is.
Mock draft. Browns take Sam Darnold. The Giants take Saquon Barkley. Jets take Baker Mayfield. Browns with Bradley Chubb. Bills trade up for Josh Rosen. Colts go Roquan Smith. Bucks go Derwin James. Bears go Quentin Nelson. 49ers go Denzel Ward. Raiders go Mike McGlinchey. Cardinals go Josh Allen. Broncos go Tremaine Edmonds. Redskins go Darius Geis. Packers go Minka Fitzpatrick. Dolphins traded back. Cardinals, obviously, like we mentioned, traded up there. Leighton Van Der Esch, they take a 15. Ravens take Daron Payne. Chargers take Vita Vea. Titans take Marcus Davenport. Patriots take Colton Miller. Lions take Harold Landry. Bengals take Frank Ragnow. Broncos take Will Hernandez. Because remember, they traded back. Cowboys traded back also. They take Cortland Sutton. Panthers, Justin Reed. Seattle Seahawks, Josh Sweat. Atlanta Falcons, Taven Bryan. New Orleans Saints, Mike Gesicki. Steelers, Jesse Bates. Jaguars, Connor Williams. Vikings, Isaiah Wynn. Patriots, Lamar Jackson. Giants, Mason Rudolph. There you go, man. Final thoughts on the draft landscape as we are now, what is it, 10? It's almost 10 a.m. We're about to post this. By the time it gets live, we'll be about, trying to do math in my head, 10 hours out.
Yeah. Nobody knows anything.
Except for us.
Except, well.
Don't sell us except for us. Say it.
It's going to be fun, man. This draft, and I've had a couple people that I've talked to have been like they're normally into the draft, but even more so this year, they're like, I'm going to watch the whole dang thing because right. There are so many moves that could take place. And I just find it so weird. We're going to find out whether there's a pattern here between the new age of all kinds of information getting out, whether these reporters and whether these sources actually know what they're going on and they might have just been manipulating us the whole time, or whether or not we're getting really good at finding out information. We're going to kind of get little hints here and there about what's good at getting out, what's not, because it could be a crazy night tonight. There are so many teams that can move up. There are so many teams that can move back. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, not just because we're NFL draft fans, but it might get pretty crazy.
It's going to, for sure. No question about it. Very, very much looking forward to it. And you will be, what will you be doing? You will be on the live stream for
PewDiePie. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a live stream with PewDiePie.com. So if you guys ever get bored during the process and want to come in and join us in the chat, freak out with us, that's where we'll be, PewDiePie.com. So
I will be doing live analysis feed on NDT, scouting.com. I will probably be writing content for all the different places I write for. And I'll be tweeting incessantly throughout the draft. So Follow along at Tampa Bay Trey for Trevor, T-R-E, and at Ledyard, L-E-D-Y-A-R-D, NFL Draft. Also, make sure you check out NDT and FanRag Sports, Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino. They have a live stream up as well. So if you want to toggle back and forth between a couple of those live streams, definitely do that as well. So as always, thank you guys for an awesome draft season. Enjoy draft day and keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.